Lord Jesus, we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive that you are definitely wanting us to see more deeply than we've sinned before about the heart and mind and where it's functioning from. So we want to take you to Romans chapter 8 in the NIV. Because that was the place where I was pressed to take a peek at some of the things that we sometimes wonder. Verse 5 says, those who live according to their sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. So if you take that and you discern it a little bit, and we will go into the Passion Translation afterwards, but this is my home base where I've reread and reread and reread. So that's why I had a press to stay there. So again, according to the sinful nature that their minds set on what that nature desires. Well, that was basically our conversation with this woman this morning. That, you know, you can see where we are driven, mm-hmm. where we act and react from. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that we talked about a few minutes ago. You know, how it's going to be. Who's going to do how? That's mm-hmm. all the natural ability of the human mind under the anointing of flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. Well, when we talked about the desire to go to New York State last week, okay? And I kept saying, oh, but I'd like to, and I'd like to. And then I heard myself say, I'd like to, because I want to support the man. Mm-hmm. Okay? But it's not Holy Ghost.
No, but I don't think it's wrong to want to.
It's not wrong, but it's still not Holy Spirit mm-hmm. operating.
Right.
Okay? And all of a sudden, Holy Spirit said, are you trying to please man, or are you trying to please me? That's got the trigger to turn it around, mm-hmm. okay? So I said, okay, so we're not going to waste time and money. We're going to go with what you want done, Lord. Mm-hmm. And obviously the gift is what the end results. I presume you got the okay.
No, I didn't really. I thought we were going to talk about it on Sunday.
Oh, it didn't happen.
So that didn't happen.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
But I will.
Okay, so again, but those who live according to what the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So the Spirit was really saying, it's, if you listen to, I'll still bless you by going, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but you know you have actually gone with the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, had a terrible thought pattern that would always come up when lust of the flesh comes in. Because your mind goes into some sexuality.
Yes.
That's not what that means.
No.
Okay. Verse 6 says, the mind of sinful man, and then the footnote says, or the man of sin is death. So the footnote's important on that one. The mind of the sinful man, and then if you go with the footnote, the man of sin. Well, the man of sin is identified in Romans 7. And it says, it's not you that's operating, it's the man of sin that takes you for a ride.
And the Amplified, it says, now the mind of the flesh,
yep.
in the brackets, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Is death.
How clear do you want it?
Right.
Okay? It's death. Well, that's scary. And when we go into the reality of the majority of churchianity runs under that same anointing, they're under death and they don't know it. So, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Now, that's wonderful. The mind controlled by the Spirit. So it's really shifting us to really do more with our spirit man and to shut down as often as we can the carnal thinking or the mind of the flesh so that we don't satisfy and go back into the death realm. Mm-hmm. We will have life and peace. Because when my conversation with you about the New York trip, that gave me peace. Mm-hmm. That brought the peace right in. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can do this. This is going to bless, and it's going to be good, and it's going to be good all around. Mm-hmm. Okay? So verse 7, the sinful mind is hostile to God. Well, that's pretty clear too. Mm-hmm. The sinful mind, or the carnal mind, is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. The disability is identified. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty cool. I also went to 1 Corinthians 2:16, which I thought was pretty cool. 1 Corinthians 2:16. It says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." I can remember probably 25 years ago, maybe more, Gino teaching on this subject, okay? And he'd say, we need to declare that we have the mind of Christ. And for me, the word Christ was the wrong word. If they would have used the word anointed, I think I would have caught on. Mm-hmm. But when the word Christ, that was like Jesus' last name at that time. Mm-hmm. And it was just my traditions were in that vein of thinking. And I would say, well, you know, how can we have the mind of God? But yet we can. Yeah. You know, and if we declare it, it'll start manifesting. Mm-hmm. But again, taking that next step to declare something, and you're still into that emotional, carnal mindset that we've had for years, we're coming out of it. But we're not all of it. It's not all gone, let's say it that way.
Nope.
All right? Anybody that says it is, at least not in my mind, I still see the old coming up very quickly.
Absolutely.
And I don't like it, but it's still there.
Yep.
And the minute I think it's gone, whoops, we have trouble. So I want to go back to, again, the Passion Translation, which I thought was pretty cool. And we're going to take it from the same Romans 8. And I think I'd like to back it up to Verse 3, for God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish, because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. And if you look at the footnote on that, it says weakness of the flesh. So again, for God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish, because the law was limited by the weakness of the human nature or human flesh. Yet God sent his Son in human form to identify with human weakness and clothe with humanity. I mean, when you think about, you know, releasing his Son into one of these earth suits that's been perverted, That had to be an incredible choice. And I remember Royal teaching us on this subject, because he went deep into this area. And he would say, you know, you've got to remember that Jesus emptied himself of everything he knew before he entered Mary. I mean, whoa. You know, you and I would say, well, let's keep an ace in the hole. But that's not, you understand?
Yeah. Yep.
You'd say, well, I don't want my two boys not to have something from their father, not to have something from their mother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Except all the weaknesses, because that's all they could give. Mm. So that's intense. God sent his son in human form to identify with human weakness, clothed with humanity. God's son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and power of sin. So the clarity of this wording to me brings in a today understanding, if that makes any sense, where you're reading something, you don't have to work with the words, it's clear. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. So now every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living his life in me. That helps. Okay? Mm-hmm. Every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living in me. But if I'm still under my carnal nature, I'm heading back into death. Mm-hmm. And we are free to live not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. And the footnote on G says, what a joyous truth are found in Romans 8. All that God requires of us has been satisfied by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The life of Jesus in us is enough to sanctify God, to satisfy God. Boy, he doesn't need sanctification. The power of our new life is not the works of our weak humanity, but the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit released in us. Those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits themselves. Now that's crystal clear. Mm-hmm. But those who live by the impulse of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities. Yeah. Footnote. Or the things of the Holy Spirit, that is, doing what pleases God. The Aramaic can be translated, those who are in the flesh see him only in the flesh, but those who are in the spirit see him in the spirit, within themselves. Verse 6, for the sense and reason of the flesh is death, but the mindset, controlled by the spirit, finds life and peace. That also, I think, is crystal clear. In fact, the mindset focused on the flesh fights God's plan and refuses to submit to his direction because it cannot. Now, that's cut and dry. 8, for no matter how hard they try, God finds no pleasure with those who are controlled by the flesh. Now, that hurts.
I was going to say, that's tough.
Yeah. But that's, you know, Paul is not dealing with babies in Romans, I believe. Yeah. He's dealing with those that are trying to mature. And I believe that's me and you. Okay? Mm-hmm. No matter how hard they try, God finds no pleasure with those who are controlled by the flesh. But when the Spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And if you are not joined to the Spirit of the Anointed One, You are not of him. Now that's a double ouch. Yeah. You are not of him when you're under that that other anointing. And the footnote on B said this is an unusual Greek clause that can be translated, if anyone is not joined to the Spirit of Christ, he cannot be himself. Similar construction is used in Luke 15:17. The prodigal son came to himself. Yeah. So, you see, I believe Holy Spirit is really trying to awaken us and to give us a clearer photograph of ourselves and to see how much of the flesh is still ruling. And when we see the amount of flesh that's still ruling, then there's hope for tomorrow. Because again, if we think we can perform it, I believe what he's been teaching us right along is, God, this is way too big for me. Mm-hmm. I can't perform this. I can't do this. I just don't have it in me. But your spirit in me can do it. Mm-hmm. And you're trusting his spirit rather than my willpower, my dedication, my desire not to eat for 6 months. Mm-hmm. None of that really enters in. Because that's all the carnal things that religion uses. And I use the word religion because the majority of the world's believers are into religion. Mm-hmm. And it's painful to watch. Mm-hmm. So we certainly need the next level of understanding of this particular word. Mm-hmm. And see it for what it can produce in us as we trust him to, let's say, bring about the transition, mm-hmm. and the transfiguration, if you wish. I don't know how else to, you know, bring it out. But Holy Ghost is definitely got to take us higher, mm-hmm. because we can't. There's no way. Mm-hmm. And when we admit we can't, he comes to the rescue. And I believe that that's what he's trying to do with all of us. Mm-hmm. And we can see just by the fruits of this night, everybody's got their issue, and the issues are being respected. Mm-hmm. But it also shows you and me to be faithful, to be obedient, mm-hmm. and to cry out. Mm-hmm. Because we're crying out in harmony. Mm-hmm. I can see that there's pieces here that I need, and you're describing the same thing. You're saying yes. You know, mm-hmm. when we say yes to him, he wants us to go higher. But are we willing? And I believe the willingness is there. Mm-hmm. And we'll do whatever character traits that are important to be brought out and then to carry the ball to the finish line. Mm-hmm. So, let's back it up. Verse 6:10. Now Christ lives his life in you. And even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, his life-giving spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. That's good news. Mm-hmm. Yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you. Yes, we'll take that one to the bank. Mm-hmm. See, that's easy to swallow because yeah. that's his doing. Mm-hmm. Us seeing ourselves is unpleasant. But if we put on our glasses and look at number one, from God's perspective, we're already finished work. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
We just need to have that willingness to lay down and say, okay, do it, Lord. Mm-hmm. I can't. Right. And that's why the miracle from our Canadian friend there, after all these years, I mean, it was written in big, bold letters. Mm-hmm. I finally said,
yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. And he can.
Mm-hmm.
And he will.
Yeah.
So, 12. So then, beloved ones, the flesh has no claim on us at all. And we have no further obligation to live in obedience to it. I'm glad he used the word obligation. Because, again, I think because of habit and because of forms of thinking that we are still, you know, we're drawn into that corner. I see it in so many areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, Lord, continue doing what you need to do because I don't have it. You know, I can't change me, mm-hmm. period. For when you live controlled by the flesh, you are about to die. But if the life of the Spirit puts to death the corrupt ways of the flesh, we then taste his abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. If you'll lift your hands to him, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You've got a work cut out for you.
You've got a work cut out for you.
And I'm willing to let you do.
And I'm willing to let you do.
Whatever is needed in me.
Whatever is needed in me.
To get me to the victory.
To get me to the victory.
Spiritually, it's already done.
Spiritually, it's already done.
My willingness to release the disability.
My willingness to release the disability.
That is in me.
That is in me.
And the fear tactics that come in.
And the fear tactics that come in.
I can see them for what they are.
I can see them for what they are.
And they will not control me.
And they will not control me.
Because God did not give me a spirit of fear.
Because God did not give me a spirit of fear.
Especially the fear of the unknown.
Especially the fear of the unknown.
And the fear of losing control.
And the fear of losing control.
I will not let those take over.
I will not let those take over.
Because they don't come from God.
Because they don't come from God.
God gave me power.
God gave me power.
Love.
Love.
And a sound mind. And I have the mind of Christ.
And I have the mind of Christ.
It's in progress.
It's in progress.
It's being worked on.
It's being worked on.
And I'm willing to let him finish.
And I'm willing to let him finish.
Whatever he started in me.
Whatever he started in me.
Let it be for his glory.
Let it be for his glory.
I give you all the praise.
I give you all the praise.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
For taking my friends with me.
Taking my friends with me.
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
That aren't here tonight.
That aren't here tonight.
I'm taking them with me.
I'm taking them with me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Those who have touched this house of prayer.
Those who have touched this house of prayer.
We lift them up right now.
We lift them up right now.
And we say.
And we say.
Come home, children.
Come home, children.
And you are welcome.
And you are welcome.
To let the Holy Ghost do.
To let the Holy Ghost do.
In you.
In you.
What he's doing in us.
What he's doing in us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.